I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians worldwide are being asked to pray for the evangelical church in Serbia as violence has disrupted their lives. Pastor Alexander Vitekic from the evangelical church in Kraljevo.
I don't know exactly when some people destroy a window with the stone, and then they put in petrol bomb and set our premises on fire. It looked like a horror movie.
Pray that they won't be asked to leave their rented building and that they'll be bold in their witness. Next, North Korea wants sanctions lifted before dismantling its atomic program. Paul Esterbrooks is a minister at large with Open Doors. He says the population has taken the brunt of the punishment. It's dangerous work evangelizing in such a closed country, but there's hope.
Both on the China side of the North Korea border and within the country itself, we have contacts and colleagues helping Christians in that area. It is probably the most clandestine aspect of our ministry in the 50 years that Open Doors has existed.
And Christian World Outreach just launched a new branch of ministry in Burkina Faso. CWO's Greg Yoder says they just built two shade houses, a kind of greenhouse, to protect the gardens that grow food for their schools. People stop by out of curiosity, which allows the team to explain the why of the project.
We can also sell some of these vegetables in the marketplace so that we can raise money to support the ministry itself there, so it can be a little bit more self-sufficient. And it opens the door for sharing the gospel as people come to see something that's a little unique.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's offering evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.